You are listening to the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
Markaz al-Sahaba.
7 minutes after 9 Central African time, you are tuning and listening to the discussion on our program this beautiful night, the night of Jumu'ah. Yes, my name is Arafat bin Ibrahim Hatia. And our beloved Fadilatul Ustad Hazrat Mawlana Salim Karim, all the way from Ladysmith, who is in Ladysmith. There is a listener asked that, where is Mawlana Salim Karim? I also thought that he is in Johannesburg, he's not in Joburg. Somebody wanted to meet my beloved Ustad, but of course, I just spoke to Ustad now, he's in Ladysmith. Tomorrow he will be in Johannesburg. He'll be in Durban tomorrow. Okay, I see Brother Lokolo says, tomorrow my Ustad will be in Durban. I see Humaira Sidat listening to the program all the way from Isipingo Beach. I see Brother Muhammad Musa from Blackburn in UK listening to the program. Sister Nazreen Gogawala, Sister Farina from Verulam. Now listeners, here we go, right? I want everyone to, inshallah, please listen attentively. Whatever questions you want to ask to my beloved Fadilatul Ustad, please do feel free. Mawlana Salim Karim, inshallah, is going to guide us on the spirit of Qurbani as a family unit. I know people are asking questions. I got another 6 questions. So inshallah, we're going to try and finish all the questions. What should we do on the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah? Somebody's asking also this that question. But anyway, let's go to my beloved Ustad. Ustad, I think, was touching on Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, how did Qurbani come about? But before we go that, inshallah, let's go and answer little Ridwan, 11 years old. He says, Mawlana Salim, isn't it hard so to see an animal being slaughtered and all other animals are witnessing and they know they're gonna die? So how can we be happy on Bakri Eid day? I know. You know, I know Ustad is gonna shout me. He's going to shout me. I can slaughter the animal. I can see the blood, but I can't eat the meat. I don't know why. I know my sister as well. She can't see an animal being slaughtered. She starts crying. My sister, she's 40-something. At this age even, she still can't see an animal being slaughtered. But anyway, Ustad, over to you, G. Ustad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Marana, just quickly to answer young Ridwan's question. There's a beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إِنَّ اللَّهَ رَفِيقٌ وَيُحِبُّ الرِّفْقِ. Allah Ta'ala is absolutely kind. And Allah Ta'ala loves expression of kindness. When Allah Ta'ala has given ijazat, فَكُلُوا مِمَّا, eat from what Allah has granted to you after taking Allah's name, is a ni'mat. Yes, lots of people are sensitive. They can't see blood. They can't see slaughter taking place. But see how beautiful the ta'lim and ahadiths of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that if you have to make zaba and sacrifice an animal, cause it the least of pain. Number one, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, make sure that that knife is absolutely sharp. So when you put the knife on the neck with 3 strokes, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, in a split second, not even 3 or 5 seconds, all 4 veins are severed. Subhanallah. The least pain. Sometimes you got a sharp, you got a blade, and by mistake you just cut yourself. That little pain that you go through, that amount of pain, sometimes the animals have. That is why Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, make sure that the knife that you use for zaba is absolutely sharp. Number 2, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not slaughter an animal in the presence of another animal.
Ya Allah.
Why did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam give this directive? They also have feelings. See? So don't cause pain to an animal. It's a ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Appreciate the ni'mat. Make it halal in the right way as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had directed us to do. So for Brother Ridwan, inshallah, see, it's not about cruelty and how can you kill another animal in front of another animal. No. It's an instruction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as I said, we have to show kindness. Inna Allaha rafiqun وَيُحِبُّ الرِّفْقِ Allah Ta'ala is kind. Allah is merciful and Allah Ta'ala loves kindness. Number two, do not slaughter an animal like in the presence of another animal.
Ustad, is it
Is it a guna, Ustad? Is it a sin? It's a guna. Mulana, is makruh. It's tahrimi to do this. You're causing pain and taklif. You're causing emotional pain to these animals. Don't do that. And sometime, Mulana, feed those animals. Give them water to drink. Yes. Calm them down when you bring them to make zabah. We are chasing the sheep from one side to the other side of the pen. That poor sheep, Mulana, is thirsty. You can see the heartbeat. You can feel that there's so much of what you call anxiety in the animal. That's not the sunnat way of making zabah. Show kindness and politeness to the animal. See, so when you bring the animal, put some water into its mouth, calm it down, and then, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, slaughter the animal. And then leave the animal to bleed. Again here, lots of us make so much of mistakes. The moment we make zabah, we're pouring water on the wound. You get cut deeply and pour cold water, your whole hand will start burning. You'll scream with excruciating pain. Now imagine what the grief you're giving to the animal. When you make zabah, let the blood come out. Let it flow out naturally. Some of us, immediately we are pouring water. Mawlana, you're giving such taklif to that animal. And number three, some people, you know, they would take a knife and they would stab it into the back of the head to sever the spinal cord. Mawlana, what are you doing? You want to enjoy a good piece of meat, Mawlana? Let the animal bleed completely. Let the muscles relax. Let all the blood ooze out. And then after that, when the animal is cold, then only you start skinning the animal. Mawlana, the moment we make zabah, because now it's commercial. I got no time to wait now for that animal to bleed and the animal to cool down. We are going for it. Too much of taklif we are giving. In everything, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had shown. Mawlana, the animals, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed his last hajj, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam slaughtered almost 53 camels himself.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah.
The last 10, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, I'm subject to correction, but I remember that 53 camels Rasulullah slaughtered. And Mawlana, those animals and those camels were so obliging. Mawlana, do you know what a task it is? For a camel, you make nahar. You don't slaughter a camel. There's a special way. You tie the front leg up. See? And the person who's going to make zabah, he's got a very sharp knife, where the neck comes out from the body. He stabs it there. And all the blood oozes out.
Ya Allah.
And when the animal is weak, then it falls onto the ground on its side, and then they cut at the neck. That is called nahar. But you must see the zulum some of us are making, because in South Africa, we are not trained. We have no idea of how to make nahar properly. Yes, alhamdulillah, the Arabs know it, because they make qurbani of camels, alhamdulillah. Like how we make cows and ox, alhamdulillah. They love to make camels. They know exactly the sunnah tariqa of making nahar. I've seen some clips, Mulana. It is very heartbreaking to see what zulum and taklif we give to the animal, because we don't know how to make zabah, even of an ox or a cow. So obviously an outsider that is seeing it, a non-Muslim, or my own child, or somebody who have got a sensitive nature, Mulana, their heart will be put off.
Ustad, there's a brother saying here that, just to bring it to your notice, he says that they slaughter as well in Pretoria. And he says the place they slaughter, they cut actually the entire head off. Is it jaiz, Ustad?
Makruh tahrimi, Mawlana, you cut an animal, so much of taklif to behead the animal.
Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un.
Allahu Akbar. Mawlana, you only have to cut the four veins. See, the two jugular veins, the gullet and the windpipe.
Indeed.
These are the four veins that you need to cut. Coming back to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi salatu wasalam, when he did the qurbani, the camels used to absolutely surrender themselves to Rasulullah. They would hurry to put their neck in front of Rasulullah, Mawlana, to get a camel to put its neck down for you to make zabah. This is a mission. But farmaike, this was the love even animals had for Rasulullah, and Rasulullah had for animals, that these camels actually surrendered their heads and said, Ya Rasulullah, here I am, please slaughter me. Subhanallah.
Allahu Akbar.
So brother Ridwan, youngster, mashaAllah, it's not that we have no mercy and raham. It's just that our ignorance sometimes sends a wrong signal out there. If we do it according to the sunnah, with love, devotion, respect, and the etiquette of zabah, inshaAllah, it will be a great form of ibadat.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. 18 minutes after 9, you are tuning in, listening to the discussion. And I see every listener is listening and sending questions and messages. Of course, you don't know what to do on the day of Bakrid? Yes, please, do feel free. Send your questions in on 0847863132. Ustad, before you go into the story of the spirit of Qurban, I know everyone is waiting for that. Little Ridwan is asking, Mawlana Salim, was Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam afraid of being slaughtered? Ustad.
Allah. Subhanallah. May Allah ta'ala. If that youngster was in front of me, I would kiss his forehead.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
I would kiss his forehead, Mawlana. Let's see what Allah subhanahu. You see, when we make tarbiyat of our children, Mawlana.
Ustad.
We give them proper guidance. We keep them informed in Quran and Hadith. And as parents, we instill value and taqwa and khashyati ilahi, khawfi ilahi, ilmedin in our children, then this is going to be the result. Now let's see what Allah Pak says between Hadrat Ibrahim and Hadrat Ismail, father and son. First and foremost, وَقَالَ إِنِّي ذَاهِبٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي سَيَهْدِينَ رَبِّ هَبْ لِي مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ.
الله أكبر.
رَبِّ هَبْ لِي مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. Oh parents, this is what I'm saying. How do you blend Qurbani with your family? Yeah, this is what I was trying to deliver the message, Mawlana.
Jee Ustad.
Ke رَبِّ هَبْ لِي مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. Wallah, grant me pious children. فَلَمْ فَبَشَّرْنَاهُ بِغُلَامٍ حَلِيمٍ. And we gave him glad tidings of an intelligent son. فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَ قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ. Ya Bunayya, you know, in Arabic, how nice it sounds. Ya Bunayya, oh my beloved son. As we say, hey, beta, or beti. When Hadrat Ismail, age of 13, فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَ قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى.
الله أكبر, الله أكبر.
Hadrat Ibrahim عليه السلام is saying to his son, يَا بُنَيَّ, in my dream, I am seeing that I am slaughtering you. I am sacrificing you. فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. Abba Jan, what is your view?
Allahu Akbar.
Hadrat Ibrahim alayhi salam is asking his 13-year-old son, Ji beta, what's your view? He is a Nabi of Allah. He is a son of a Nabi. It shows that father and son, children and parents should have mashwara, talk to each other. As the shayr said, ki asal qurbani baap beta ki guftugu thi. The real qurbani was this dialogue between father and son. Zumba ki qurbani to uska fidya tha. The sacrifice of that ram was a fidya, a compensation. Hame dumba yaad hai, we know about the sheep, lekin guftugu yaad nahi. The talk that father and son had regarding this issue of qurbani, guftugu yaad nahi. So Allah Pak is now explaining in the Qur'an-i Kareem how father and son are having a discussion. And this is where we as parents need to teach our children. Now look at Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam's decision.
Allahu Akbar.
Young boy, 13 years old or less.
Qala
ya abati fa'al ma tu'mar satajiduni insha'allahu min as-sabirin. He never asked a question. Uff. Ya abati, oh my beloved father. Ifal ma tu'mar.
Allahu Akbar.
Do exactly what Allah has asked you to do. Allahu Akbar. This is the beauty of Arabic. Fasahat and balagat. Small words. Huge meaning. Qala ya abati fa'al ma tu'mar. Hazrat Ismail is saying, Abba, Daddy, if'al ma tu'mar. Just do exactly what Allah has asked you to do.
Sure.
And what Allah asks you to do is to sacrifice me. Slaughter me. And look at the humbleness of Hazrat Ismail. Satajiduni insha Allah. Insha Allah min as-sabirin. And you'll find me, Allah willing, from those who are patient and persevered. Again, humility. Hazrat Ismail is not acting brave. Yes, I'm ready. See the words. Satajiduni. Oh my father, you will find me with the will of Allah from amongst all those who show patience. I'll also be from amongst them. What ikhlas. What sincerity. What humility. This is the guftugu. This is the talk. This is the discussion which we as parents and our children should know. فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَا وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينَ فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَا. When both father and son were ready to carry out the instruction of Allah. وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينَ. He made him lie on his side, on his cheek. Yeah, Mustafa Azizo. Can you imagine a father has to sacrifice his son?
Allah.
We cannot even allow our children to be pricked by a thorn.
Yes. Haq.
If somebody has to do that to my son or daughter, I'll bring this whole world down.
Definitely, Ustad. Definitely.
Yeah, Allah Pak is saying, you shall sacrifice your son. And both of them acknowledge Allah's instruction. And they're ready to do the sacrifice. Somebody replies, he comes, the father tied up. Hazrat Ibrahim, Hazrat Ismail said, Abba, do me one favor. When you slaughter me, turn me upside down. So I don't want your eyes to come onto my eyes and you'll feel sorrow and you'll give up. Abba, turn me the other way around. I don't know which father can see his son lying in front of him with a knife on the neck. Just imagine for those moments, Maulana.
Allahu Akbar. Ustaz, I'm actually picturing, Ustaz. I see Sister Habiba from Escort. She's a rivet. She says, Maulana Salim Karim, was Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam really going to slaughter his own son? Sister Habiba.
Allah's instruction, yes. I'm coming to the point, Maulana.
Allahu Akbar.
Remember, okay. Fa'ile Hakiki is Allah. The actual doer and controller of things is Allah.
Bishak.
Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam puts the knife on the neck. The knife cannot cut. He tries another position.
Allahu Akbar.
Thinking that maybe in that position the knife will cut. It refuses. The knife doesn't cut. And what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? وَنَعْبَيْنَا فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَا وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينَ. In books of tariq it comes, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam got so angry, he flung the knife.
Allah.
What's wrong? And a voice says, you are asking me to cut, Your Malik is saying don't cut.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar. Fa'ile hakiki is Allah. The quality of a knife is to cut. But it will only cut when Allah wants it to cut.
Haq.
Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is thrown into the fire, bonfire. What's the quality of fire is to burn. What did Allah Ta'ala say? Qulna ya naru
kuni
kuni bardan wa salaman ala Ibrahim.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Kuni bardan. O fire, become cool. Wasalaman, and become protective on Ibrahim. What's the quality of fire, Mulana? A bonfire will roast in a split second.
Indeed, Ustad.
But Rabbul Alameen instructs the fire. That's what I'm saying. Learn this word. Fa'ile hakiki. The real doer is Allah. Without Allah's hukum, without Allah's instruction, without Allah's directive, nothing can work. So Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam puts a knife. And this is the one point. Shaitan comes there also.
Yes.
He comes. He's trying to put Hazrat Ismail off. That's why you're pelting the Shaitan there. The Jamarat. The Mawlana Sahib will explain to you there. When they take you for ziyarat, and they'll tell you why. They'll explain the whole history. But see Hazrat Ismail. He says, Abba, tie me up nicely. I don't want when the blood spurts out, any of the blood to go onto your clothes. I want the clothes, my blood to be soaked in clothes that on the day of Qiyamah, I will say, Rabbul Alameen, I carried out whatever instruction came from you. Mera maa ko salam keh dena. Go and give my salams to my mother. See, but make sure that there is no blood on your clothes. Because if she sees that, she will cry. And I don't want one single drop of blood of mine to be wasted, which I spent in the path of Allah.
Subhanallah.
Allah Pak says, وَنَادَيْنَاهُ يَا أَيَّا إِبْرَاهِيمُ. And then we made an announcement. Oh Ibrahim, قَدْ صَدَّقْتَ الرُّؤْيَا. Definitely you have proven your dream. What Allah Pak said, go and sacrifice your son. You carried it out to the T. قَدْ صَدَّقْتَ الرُّؤْيَا. Whatever you saw in your dream, you acted according to it. Inna kadhalika najzil muhsinin. And this is how we reward those who are grateful. And here comes the Qurbani. Inna hadha lahuwa al-bala'ul mubin. Wa fadaynahu bi dhibhin azim. It was a great test. Inna hadha lahuwa al-bala'ul mubin. And in replacement to Hazrat Ismail, we sent a ram and you slaughter it. And that's the ram that was left in Jannat. When Hazrat Habil and Qabil, so Habil took the best animal, it was a ram. And he said, I'm giving this in the path of Allah. Allah kept that in Jannat. And on the day when this Qurbani incident took place, Hazrat Jibrail alayhi salam brought it and said to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, gee, there's no need for you to sacrifice Ismail. Here is this dumba. Here is this ram. Slaughter it in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salamun ala Ibrahim. Kazalika najzil muhsinin. Innahu min ibadina al-mu'min. So yes, Mulana, this is just a brief history. That when it comes to Qurbani, what the family has to do. How they're supposed to support each other. This is why I gave you this topic, Mulana. That Qurbani in the light of how the family should react. How they should support each other. How they should encourage each other. How they should teach each other. And this is what pious children are supposed to be. Do you know why you call Hazrat Ibrahim Khalilullah, Mulana?
Jesus said.
When it came to Muhammadur Rasulullah, Allah Rabbul Alameen said, Ya Ayyuhal Muddassir. Ya Ayyuhal Muzzammil. Ya Ayyuhal Nabiyyu. Ya Seen. Taha. When he came to Muhammadur Rasulullah, Allah Pak said, Habibullah. My Habib. When he came to Hazrat Ibrahim, Khalilullah. When he came to Isa alayhi salam, Ruhullah. When he came to Musa, Kalimullah. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam used to like to speak. The ulama kiram said that Allah Pak gave this beautiful title to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam as Khalilullah. Well, it's such a nice name to keep. Bosom friend. One is a friend, you just have a friend by name. One is you have a bosom friend that you can't live without him. He inspires you. He encourages you. He sees your good and he, alhamdulillah, spreads it. And he sees your mistakes. He makes you aware of it. This is a good friend. So Allah Pak gave Hazrat Ibrahim this beautiful title of Khalilullah. And Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, the most beautiful garment and outfit, Allah is going to first give Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam to wear it. Because you and me will wake up from the qabr, Mulana, as the mafhum of the hadith.
Yes.
We are going to be absolutely naked, stark naked. Like how when a baby is born, Mulana, there is no clothes on that baby. So Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, first thing she said, Ya Rasulullah, ye to bohut be-sharmi ki baat hai. That men and women will wake up stark naked from the qabr. Won't they look at each other? Allahu Akbar, what Rasulullah said, that on the day of Qiyamah, the vibes will be so frightening and deafening and fearful that a person won't have time to blink his eyes or even move his eyeball to the left or to the right. So many times when you are in deep worries, you're sitting alone and you're thinking, somebody walks, your wife passes you and she greets you and you don't even know whether who passed you or what did they say to you, because you are worried at that moment something big is happening in your life and you are focusing on it. You are oblivious of those who are around you. So come back. What did Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam? Allah Pak gave him this beautiful title of Khalilullah. So Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam said, three things I do. Jab mujhe do baaton mein ikhtiyar diya gaya. When I'm given an option from two things. I can do this, I can do that. I'm given an option. I'm given a choice. So main wo baat pasand karta hoon jisse Allah razi hai. I always give option to that fact or to that deed in which Allah is pleased. Many times we are faced with it, Mulana. We have options. So we always look what is beneficial for us. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, whenever I was given an option in two things, I would always choose that one in which Allah is happy and pleased. Number two, apne rizq ki maamle mein, jiska Allah ka wada hai, when it came to my rozi and sustenance, and my Rabb has promised me, maine kabhi ihtimam nahi kiya. I didn't really worry. One of the ways we work hard 24 hours, 24/7. We have become workaholic.
Yeah, it's true, sir.
No time to eat, no time to go to the toilet, no time to speak to our wives and children, no time to make tilawat, no time to go to the Kabristan. And some of us are so neglectful, we don't even know what we look like. So Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam is saying, when it came to my rizq and my sustenance, and my Rabb has promised me, then I didn't really put all the effort because I know my Allah has taken responsibility. Imagine if you and I can think like this, Mulana. Allah will never send you to bed hungry.
Allahu Akbar, ya Allah.
Allah will never send you. Mulana, look at these birds. At 6 o'clock, go and look at the trees, Mulana. They all come from different parts. Wherever they were, Mulana, then they come onto the tree. And they start chirping. They're making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 4 o'clock in the morning, they're up and they're going to seek for their rosy. They're not worried for tomorrow. This is the quality you and I should have. That if Allah gave me rizq today, Allah will feed me tomorrow. A good example is a mother came to Sheikh Sadi rahmatullah, the great alim. And she said, you know, Allah has given me this baby. It's 2 years now, I'm breastfeeding this child. I have to stop. What's going to happen? Because I can't breastfeed this child anymore. 2 years. I think it's Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi. I think it's 2.5 years. Ask Muftiyan al-Kiram.
But
the Hanafi Mazhab is after 2 years. The baby is 2 years. MashaAllah. Wean the baby off the breast. Give them solid food. Alhamdulillah. Lots of other nutritious food. The Shariat's Masla. See. So that lady came to Sheikh Sadi rahmatullah. That is 2 years now and I won't be able to breastfeed. Who's going to feed this child? See what Sheikh Sadi rahmatullah alayhi said. Jis Allah ne is bachche ko daat diya hai. That Allah who has given this child a set of teeth, usko ghost bhi khilayega. Allah will also give him meat to eat. Rizq ki fikr hai, razik ki fikr nahi. This is the problem. We only worried about what we're going to eat, what we're going to earn. We have forgotten Razzaq and Razik with Allah. We've forgotten Him. So Allah Pak called, gave this beautiful title to Hazrat Ibrahim as Khalilullah. Khalilullah. Bosom friend of Allah. And the third thing He said, Mehman ki baghair khana nahi khaya. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam was known for his generosity. Is Mehman Nawazi looking after guests. He never ate food without a guest on his table. We eat, Mawlana, so much of food, still we're not satisfied. The Sahabi of Rasulullah came and said, Ya Rasulullah, I eat my meals, but I'm not full. Rasulullah said, Shai tum akela khana khate ho. It's because you eat food alone. Shaitan eats with you. Bring somebody, bring your wife, call your children. Even if they have to have a small snacks with you, call them barakat ke liye. Yes, sometimes you're majboor, nobody at home, you allowed, fine, you can understand. Read your du'as. But share your food. Put a morsel of food in your wife's mouth. Sadaqah. Love, muhabbat. Share your food. You cooked beautiful. You can get the aroma of biryani or whatever it is, Murana. Rasulullah said, add some water. And send part of it to your neighbors. In Ramadan, mashallah, some such beautiful aroma comes from each home that, you know, your stomach also starts twisting. See, mashallah, in the olden days, up till now, tomorrow, that platter of sehri and iftari is going, subhanallah, keep it alive. But Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the word I'm trying to say here is, Allah Pak had given, one of the kitab is written, that Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam said, Allah Pak gave me this title of Khalilullah because of these three beautiful things that I do. See, whenever I'm given an opportunity to choose from two things, I would choose that one with which Allah is pleased. Number two, when it comes to my rizq and sustenance, my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised me, so I don't really have to struggle and work so hard. And the third thing is that mehman ki baghair khana nahi khaya. I never ate my food without a guest.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah, subhanallah. 19 minutes to 10. Ustad, too many questions I have for you. Too many. There's a brother here, Brother Elton from Pit Retief. He says, thank you so much, guys, for clearing my doubts. Why you Muslims slaughter? I was told the animal has to feel what is death.
That's why you'll slaughter. But I see some animals, they suffer when the Muslims slaughter. And I like the youngster Ridwan, who asked some wonderful questions. God is great. This is from Elton, Ustad. Brother Elton from Petritif, mashallah.
That's how we explain to the Ummah.
Subhanallah.
See, our behavior and our amal will dictate. It's just sometimes lack of Islamic knowledge.
Indeed.
Sometimes it's because of jahal. We're not aware of the masail. Again, just to help Brother Ridwan, Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Hadrat Fatima, Betty, my daughter, please stand next to your qurbani. Or somebody asked a question, I think, in the beginning. Can a woman make qurbani? As long as she knows the masails of qurbani. I know of so many sisters, they cut chicken, and that's their business. They cut 50 chickens, 100 chickens a day themselves. If you know the masla masail, bismillah, Allahu Akbar, the knife must be absolutely sharp, alhamdulillah. Less takleef, don't slaughter in front of another animal. You do all the adabs and the rules and etiquettes of slaughtering. So Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to his daughter, Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala, Betty, slaughter your animal. If it was not jais for women to slaughter, Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shouldn't have said to his daughter, Betty, before the drop of blood touches the ground, when you make zaba of the animal, when you slaughter the animal, Allah has accepted your qurbani. So she asked the question, Ya Rasulullah, is this specially for me or specifically for me? And Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, it's for the entire ummah. So mashallah, if a sister, you have to observe the rules of parda, if there's all mahrams around you, alhamdulillah, no problem.
So Ustaz, can woman make qurbani?
100%. No problem at all. Jais. If they know the rules of how to slaughter, then alhamdulillah, it's permissible. The carcass is halal. The meals prepared from that carcass is halal. Everything is halal. No problem at all.
Subhanallah. I see, Ustad. Okay. One more question from little Ridwan. He says, what did Bibi Hajira say to Ibrahim alayhi salam? Did she shout him or not? Mawlana Salim Shaim. I see Ridwan is listening, Ustad. He's learning the lesson from you this evening.
No, she was happy. She was happy. If it's Allah's decision, she, when Shaitan went and told her, you know what, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam is taking Hazrat Ismail. He's going to slaughter him. Don't let him go with his father.
Allahu Akbar.
She picked up the stone and she threw at Shaitan. That's why you throw at the Jamarat. Shaitan came there too. And she said, Allahu Akbar, in the kitabs of history, forget my Ismail. If Allah Ta'ala gave me 10 Ismails too, I would let them be sacrificed in the path of Allah.
Allahu Akbar.
This is my Ismail. Allah gave me more sons like Ismail. I would let all of them go in the path of Allah. Shaitan got mayus, he went away. He thought he'll win. So the answer to Ridwan is no. Shaitan also tried to mislead Hazrat Hajar, but she said no. If Allah has given instruction, Allah has asked Hazrat Ibrahim to do this, then I'm happy with Allah's decision.
Allahu Akbar. Ustad, we've got about 14 minutes left. Yes, there are many questions here. We've got questions as well from our sisters in Islam, all the way from Perth, Muallima and company. There are many, many questions, so of course, about regarding the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. Maybe perhaps we should touch that on a Tuesday morning. Talk your heart out, because the other questions are regarding of Bakri Eid. The sister says here, Ustad, on the day of Bakri Eid, we all get together at the farm. But there's more intermingling than spending Bakri Eid itself. Could you advise on this, Ustad?
One of the first 10 days of Zilhajj has so much of virtue and so much of thawab that we should be obedient to Allah subhanahu. No use doing a sunnah, thinking that I'm doing a sunnah and I'm mixing it with haram. This intermingling, Maulana, well, I don't know. The people who make or facilitate this program, they should have some methodology, or they should have some system where they should respect the laws of Sharia.
Yes, yes, Ustaz, true. True, very
because
true.
You must see, Maulana, I'm wearing the smartest outfit. Maulana, I haven't been. Alhamdulillah, Maulana, here in Ladysmith, the Ladysmith Dawah Center, MashaAllah, Al-Aziz, for the last, I think, 15, 20 years. See, as a service to the community, we cut about 60, 70, sometimes 80, 90, 100 sheep. A service to the community. See? But the rules of Sharia is applicable. Try our best. We can't enforce it, but we make sure that, are you a mahram of this lady or vice versa? If not, please, get a mahram here and the others must be out. At least you do from your side to try and implement Sharia.
But Ustad, why can't we do that on the day of Bakr Eid? It's very, very well said, Ustad. Because I see this happening, where there's so much of intermingling when we are at the farm and everyone is speaking to each other. I think that's not on, Ustad.
This total disrespect for Sharia and hijab. قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُدُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. Say to the believing men, lower your gaze. وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْدُدْنَا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ. Allah is saying, say to the believing woman, lower their gaze. وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ. And then, Marana, what is the necessity for all the ladies to be there, Marana? Yes, if they want to make the order, then the other thing, Marana, why can't we make qurbani in our own yard? To save all this fitna.
Yes.
Marana, the reason is that I don't want to dirty my clothes. I don't want to dirty my yard. Alhamdulillah. As far as maybe, yes, some bylaws of the, every town is different. But mashallah, all the other traditions, whether it's the Hindu community, whether it's the Zulu community, Marana, they cut ox, they cut sheep, they cut in the yard. No municipal officer comes there and he says, you're breaking the law. The SPCA comes there and says, you're breaking the law. In the olden days, we all did it in our backyard,
yes,
Marana.
Yes, very true, Ustad. Very, very.
Everyone was part. Everybody reading the takbir. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. So is this what we want to do? On one side, we're making a great sunnah. Sunnah abikum Ibrahim. And for every strand of wool that's on the back of that sheep, Allah is giving you 10 neki, 10 gunas a maaf. Before the drop of blood reaches the ground, Allah has accepted your qurbani.
So, Ustad, so, what's your rai, Ustad? Muallima is saying from Perth, she says on the day of Bakr Eid, should each family slaughter by his own house, or we all should get together to feel the atmosphere of Bakr Eid? From Perth, anonymous sister, Muallima. So, Ji, Ustad.
The best thing to do it is in your own house, inshallah, with your own time, with your own facilities, alhamdulillah, with your family members. Okay. Maybe we're living in a flat. Maybe we're living in an area where there is no space.
Indeed.
There are brothers who are facilitating this. They should also, inshallah, try and make an effort from their side that, inshallah, let's adhere to Sharia. They are providing a facility. They're charging a fee for all the facilities that they are providing. Why can't they take Sharia and make it priority and say, for Allah's sake, we do not allow this type of activities on the occasion of Eid al-Adha. When Qurbani is being done, men and women, boys and girls are intermingling, talking,
yes,
laughing, joking.
You're
killing the whole spirit of Qurbani and you're making Allah naraz on such a Mubarak day. As the Muallima said from Perth, that's the right thing. Do it with your family, inshallah. Teach your children, conscientize them about what Qurbani is. Subhanallah, let them put some water into the mouth of that little animal, inshallah. Let them test that animal. So at least they'll have some uns, some love. So tomorrow when they grow up, they can also, inshallah, carry out the sunnah of Rasulullah. They can teach it to their children and grandchildren. It's an exercise, Marana. We have to teach our children.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Ustaz, we go to Azadville. We've got about 7 minutes left. Maulana Salim, very, very inspirational program. We are thoroughly enjoying it. Of course, we would love to have the podcast of this program, Brother Lokolo. The sister says, Maulana Salim, my son is 9 years old. His name is also Ismail. And he wants to slaughter with his daddy. But we're telling him he's too small, Maulana Salim. Please advise us, what should we do? At what age should our youth start slaughtering? He's listening to you, little Ismail from Azadville. Ustad.
Okay. First and foremost, mashallah for Ismail. Let me explain him the meaning of his name.
Zabihullah.
Ismail. In Hebrew language, Il means Allah. And Isma means to hear.
Subhanallah.
Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam is, I think, 99 years old or 120 years old, no children.
120.
He's married to Hazrat Sarah, no children. The whole incident, then when he's coming to Egypt, and the king of Egypt at that time was a tyrant. Any beautiful woman he saw, he would take her. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam is coming with Hazrat Sarah. And he said to Hazrat Sarah, if they ask you who you are to me, you must not say you are my wife, you must say you are my sister. Long history. Then Hazrat Hajar was given as a gift. And Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, she conceived and gave birth to Hazrat Ismail. And what dua did Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam make? Rabbi habli min as-salihin.
Allahu Akbar.
Ay Allah, grant me pious children, pious offsprings. Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Parents, make dua for your children. Learn from Hazrat Ibrahim and Ismail. When they build the Kaaba, they say together, Rabbana taqabbal minna. Innaka anta as-sami'ul 'alim. Why can't we as parents make dua and children together? Rabbana taqabbal minna. Wallah, accept whatever ibadat we made today. Wallah, whatever tilawat we made today, Wallah, accept. Wallah, whatever charity we have given today, Allah, accept. So Ismail means Allah heard the dua of Hazrat Ibrahim.
Allahu Akbar.
Wa dua, Rabbi habli min as-salihin.
Allahu
Allah, grant me a pious son.
Subhanallah.
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 So Ismail means Allah heard you. Your father made dua for you, Allah heard you, you came. Subhanallah, Ismail. Now he wants to cut. MashaAllah, if he has the strength, the father should also assist him to hold the knife. And the father, together with the son, should say, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar. Help him. The wife hasn't got the strength. The husband is holding the knife together with his wife. So both of them must say the takbir. Bismillah, Allahu Akbar. And cut. Jais. So little Ismail wants to do it, so his father must help him, inshallah. Let him hold the knife, and the father holds the knife tight. See? And together, both of them say, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, and make zabah. Shais. But you can't put a three-year-old child and a four-year-old child.
Of course, Ustaz, definitely.
Let's not. I mean, he's quite big, 8 years, mashallah, he's strong. And slowly, inshallah, he will learn. So if you're asking the question, I think, it's permissible, and that's how you need to do it.
Ustad, 4 minutes left, so what I'm going to do, inshallah, I'm going to read for you 2 questions, Ustad, and then maybe, inshallah, Ustad could just assist us quickly. This one says, I don't go to my parents' house for Bakri Eid. It's been 5.5 years now, Mulana Salim and Mulana Arafat. It's really getting to me now. I'm always the black sheep of the family. My wife insists me that I should go there and spend Bakri Eid with them. Meaning, with my parents. I need advice from you, Ustad. Urgent, please. Should I go this year or not?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us directive in the Quran is to keep our family ties.
Indeed.
And Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Sil man qata'ak. You mend ties with those who break ties with you. You, me, and most of the listeners and the ummah are going to be caught on the day of Qiyamah. I'm a namazi, I'm a haji, I'm a Sakhi, I'm everything. But I don't talk to my father, I don't talk to my wife, I don't talk to my uncle. Sila Rahmi, I've broken on family ties. Allah is not going to make you maaf. The wife is giving the husband the best advice. Please go and spend. Don't come and cry at my janazah. Don't come, it's too late. For my case, you know when there is a janazah, Mawlana? We always have the face covered, am I right?
Indeed, Ustaji.
Now it becomes fashion that after giving ghusl, we're still opening the face. For what are you opening the face?
Astaghfirullah.
When the person was alive, you never came and saw him. Now you're crying crocodile tears and you want now to open the face. By seeing the face, kya hoga? Kuch bhi nahi. Respect the mayyat. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to hold you and me accountable. So coming back to the question, Mawlana, the sister asked, tell your husband, even if he doesn't want to go, you hold his hand by hash.
Yes.
And take him there. And beg his parents, this is your son, make him maaf. Forgive him. I'm begging you on his behalf. In kumaaf karta. Mawlana, you know the muskurahat, the smile of your father, or the smile of a mother. Mawlana, or the hug of a mother, or tears of a mother. Mawlana, you can't put a price to it. Even the enemies, Mawlana, when they pick up the cloth from the face of a mayyat, even the enemies, you know, they shed tears. So why you got so much of nafrat, so much of hatred? It's not hatred, Mawlana, it's pride. Why must I surrender?
Yes.
Allah, is ananiyat ko khatam karo. Allah says, you want to live a beautiful life, kill this ego inside. Okay, ek is ek, my way or the highway. That you must say to shaitan.
Ustad, just quickly, sir, just few tips from your side, few tips. Since the sisters in Australia, they want the steps of celebrating Qurbani. When we wake up in the morning, what should we do? Should we make ghusl? After ghusl, go for Fajr namaz, come back from Fajr.
Most Eid al-Adha, inshallah, we must try to read it as early as possible.
Uh-huh.
And normally for Eid al-Fitr, just one sunnah, we must try to revive.
Uh-huh.
The 20 sunnahs, alhamdulillah, which we have discussed in Eid al-Fitr.
Indeed, Ustaz.
Take a bath, trim your nails, mashallah, do, wear your best clothes, apply surma, apply atar, mashallah, go on the one route, come back from another route.
Ji, Ustaz.
Alhamdulillah, read the takbir. But on the day of Eid al-Adha, this one great sunnah we must not forget, is to read the takbir, one, go to the Eidgah. I'm begging you all, to Allah say, go to the Eidgah. Mawlana, lame excuse, I'm going to tell you in my own town.
Gee.
I'm telling you this. Gee. We all have one Eidgah, but then you have some people make a lame excuse. Oh, it's very cold. We're going to have it in the masjid. Fine. Those who are very sick, very elderly, have it in the masjid.
Mm.
But a 40-year-old youngster, now because we found a loophole, because the old, now he all automatically has become mazur now. And now he's eating his namaz in the masjid. All Rasulullah's life, he never read Eid namaz in the masjid, Masjidun Nabawi, yeah. Illa if it was raining. Rasulullah also went to the Eidgah. Why? To show the shan and shokat of Islam.
Haq.
Gee? But no, you'll find people, there's an Eidgah in their community there. No, I don't want to dirty my shoes, the musalla is not clean, there's dust there, there's no parking. Such lame excuse. Depriving of themselves of a great sunnah of Rasulullah. Reading your Eid namaz in an Eidgah. That's afzal and sunnah. Revive that sunnah. Number two, your Eid al-Adha salah should read it as quick as possible because you have to make qurbani. And thirdly, do not eat anything. The first thing that should go in your mouth is a piece of flesh from the qurbani that you have made.
Mm.
Normally for Eid al-Fitr, mashallah, before you eat, go to the Eidgah. Alhamdulillah, you eat a few khajur. When I was in Masjid al-Nawawi some years back, mashallah, I saw this great practice after sunrise, before Eid namaz. Alhamdulillah, everybody is distributing khajur. Have khajur, subhanallah, sunnah of Rasulullah. So the sunnah of Eid al-Adha, inshallah, cut the first. A lot of people take the kaleja, or the kaleji, you want to call it, the liver, mashallah, they roast it, and that's the first piece of meat. from your qurbani that goes into your stomach and you have your first taste of meat on the day of Eid al-Fitr.
SubhanAllah. Ustad, we're going to leave it there. I see it's 3 minutes after 10, and my engineer is indicating. Ustad, can we continue this on Tuesday morning? Because there's a...
Manana, we must, I think, right till the Eid, Manana, we must try and, inshallah, educate our listeners, mashallah. They have some good questions.
Ustad.
And we need, inshallah, to educate them, so that they could make their qurbani according to the sunnah. So let's continue on Tuesday morning.
On Tuesday morning, yes. There's a sister, Anissa, asking from Swaziland, please explain to us the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. What should be done? What should we read? What is referred as the best 10 days of the year? But inshallah, of course, on Tuesday morning, talk to heart out myself and Hazrat Malana Salim Karim, inshallah. We will continue. If that's okay with you, Ustad.
No problem.
Inshallah. Yeah. I mean, inshallah. Requesting for du'as, Ustad, inshallah. Somebody is asking, Ustad, before you leave us, could you please speak this topic tomorrow on your Jumu'ah Bayan, Ustad?
I'll do it in Durban. I'm in West Street Masjid, so inshallah, we'll speak about Qurbani.
Inshallah, Ustad. Jazakallah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allahu Akbar. What beautiful, beautiful words of our beloved Fadilatul Ustad Hazrat Mulana Salim Karim Damat Barakatuhum. And I'm going to ask my engineer, inshallah, to get the podcast to all the listeners out there who wants the podcast of this. Of course, very, very important. How should we have that spirit of Qurbani as a family unit, inshallah? We leave you and love you on this beautiful Thursday night, the discussion, Jumma Mubarak to one and all, and to all of you. Have a beautiful, wonderful sleep. I will be seeing you tomorrow morning, same time, same place, on our program as Safina to Ila al-Jannah. From myself, Brother Lakon, and Hazrat Malana Salim Karim, Allahumma ahdina wa ahdibina wa ahdina sa jami'a. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.